الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وقال الله تبارك وتعالى والفجر وليال العشر وقال تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منه صدق الله المولى العظيم. These are just reminders for all of us, and it's a reminder, the Quran Sharif says, and our Shaykh explained it very beautifully, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Reminders are beneficial. Alhamdulillah, first we heard the recital of Quran Sharif, and we all should listen with interest when Quran Sharif is read. Very much great adab are required when Quran Sharif is recited. And we should also wish and make effort that our recitation comes correct. Normally, many of us, our recitation is not correct. So we should listen when, mashallah, the Qurra read, and with all the ri'ayat, keeping in mind all the rules and the makharij, etc., Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. And then the ash'ar were read, that is also not for entertainment, but so that the lesson. And alhamdulillah, how it was explained also, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, that the love of Medina Sharif. In reality, it enters into our heart. And when that is there, then a person, he just wants to be wherever he is in the world, but his heart is in Medina Sharif. And the dastur, the constitution, the way of life of Medina, we try and make a life in the whole world, wherever we are. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So a few reminders, inshallah. The first matter at this moment, so many people are gone for Hajj from around the world, from South Africa also. And we are not gone, but let our hearts be there. And all the time, we should be preparing for Hajj. Even if a person made 20 Hajj, and he still has to prepare. Because Hajj, there, mashallah, there are so many bandas of Allah, the servants of Allah, who make their Hajj, and they keep in mind every sunnah of the Hajj. If we could have made the Hajj, we feel that we have, and alhamdulillah, it is a great ni'mah. But to make Hajj according to the sunnah, this is the essence, and this is the way of our Buzurgani Deen. We keep in mind every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj is not easy, it is taxing. But and on top of it, to do it according to sunnah. But when the jazba is in a person, and he does it with so much of enjoyment, he doesn't feel it hard at all. He finds great, great enjoyment in doing according to that. So anyway, at the moment, we know how many people let it vibrate in our mind. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. That should give us enjoyment. So we also should think about it, and how everywhere from the airport where the Hajjis they get there, and you just see another plane has come, and as those people get off, they also all reciting labbaik. Everywhere just labbaik. And you, in fact, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came and he told Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, tell the Sahaba that they should read more louder labbaik. Today, unfortunately, it has happened. The faraz our labbaik, when we put our ihram on, we read, but after that, we very seldom. Whereas it is when we go right up, put our foot on the vehicle, labbaik. When we come down, labbaik. When we meet one another, labbaik. All the time, labbaik should be alive. And what is this labbaik? Oh Allah, you call me, I am present here. I've come here to answer your call, and I'm here present for you. And all the sifat, labbaik, la sharika laka, labbaik. And innal hamda, wal ni'mata, wal mulk. And all things of praise, all upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So like that Allah ta'ala give us. And when we will do this, inshallah, every namaz of ours, we'll find, we'll feel the presence of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then the namaz will become enjoyable. One is anything, you just press a button, the machine goes on and it works. And you finish the product and everything comes out. But one is your heart is in there. Our namaz is also, Allah give us tawfiq for namaz, we should make shukr. And we should in fact make shukr that Allah has made these namazes for us on us. And that Allah has taught us these namazes. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should try and read the namaz iman wa ihtisaba. With the feeling that iman. When we say Allahu Akbar, we have thrown the whole world behind us. And now we are only in front of Allah. And that love of Allah. So we should prepare like this, then our Hajj can be like this. If the essence of Hajj comes, then the essence, our whole life, everything, fasting, will become easy, not easy, enjoyable. Everything else, zakat, to pay the zakat, normally a person finds it hard to part with his money. But with enjoyment he will give his zakat. He'll be happy, and at the end he'll add a little bit more into it. And he will be happy to give his zakat. So all, whether it is any aspect of our deen, a person will do it with love. So the Hajj is a expression of the love of a person. And we should be preparing like that. And the love of the Hajj should come into they bring the love of into all our other ibadat also. Even tahajjud, which is also taxing. But when that enjoyment comes, when the presence of Allah, then a person looks forward to tahajjud. One time at the Markaz, Suleiman Janji, Rahmatullah Ali, was one of the workers who stayed at the Markaz. He said that we have seen that one young boy, and he woke up and he ran to go and make wudu, toilet. He said, my tahajjud, he's going. And that eagerness that he had, that he got a bit delayed in waking up, today my tahajjud won't go. Like that we should feel. But our namaz, as it comes in the hadith, as it comes particularly for asr namaz or any namaz also, if we must eat, we must eat with jamaat, if we should be as though we have lost our family, our wealth, everything. So like that we should build that. So Hajj is an occasion for all of this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala diwa. And then Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا رَفَثْ. There should be no rafath. That is those gunas which are connected with sexuality. No, that type of gunas. There, in the haram of Medina Sharif also, outside the haram, there is a lot of mixing. And it's there. The women are going to go about their work, you going to go about, must be very careful there. And in the state of ihram, then even your own wife is now not halal for you. And all that relationship of the close relationship, there should be no talk about that also. And then in Makkah Sharif, while making tawaf, men are making tawaf, women are making tawaf, all that, so a person must be very careful. وَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا قُصُورْ. And any fish for fujur, any other type of sin. وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. And no argumentation, fighting. Because that is the thing that commonly happens. Because especially for Hajj, you are going from Makkah Sharif to Mina, from the next morning to Arafat, from there after Maghrib to Muzdalifah, from there back to Mina. So all this is a person, then little bit something goes out of, it's not in order, whether it is with your agent in those days. Or today with whoever else, you become angry, you become upset. So you have to, وَتَزَوَّلُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّارِ التَّقْوَى. Take your provision, and your best provision is taqwa. As commonly people give advice, pack your bag of sabah, and pack your bag of taqwa when you are going for Hajj. You're going to need it very desperately. Wherever you are going to be needing your taqwa very much, and you're going to be needing your sabr also very much. So Allah give us tawfiq to continuously prepare. And there are so many other aspects of mashallah. Today on the internet, so much things, so many things, beautiful kitabs have been written of Hajj and the essence and the spirit of Hajj. So if one is just the faraz Hajj, and one is all to do it with his essence. One is just to make our faraz namaz. where he laid out an answer to them, that one is to do it with the essence and the feeling. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, which is a little bit reminder for myself, for all of us, as we talk, we remind one another, wal fajr, wal layalin ashr. Allah takes qasam of the time of fajr, the precious time it is. And many other places also in the Quran Sharif, Allah has made reference to the time of fajr. And Hazrat Storm also, Yasubah al-Madinah, Yasham al-Madinah, to the time of fajr there, and in Medina Sharif. Oh, how beautiful is it now? So and then Allah took qasam wa layalin ashr, the 10 nights. This is generally referred to as the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. And together with that, the 10 days also. Ulama have written the most virtuous days in the whole year are these 10 days which are now coming. Most probably, if we have to sight the moon on Sunday night, if we sight it, and from Monday, then those days are very, very, very good. So let us get together so that we, inshallah, receive it in the correct. And it must not happen. You remember in the past, today you say we don't get that, but in the past you should get phone calls and you should get monana. Big days are here now. Make dua for us. Mm-hmm. And people should look forward to these big days from the time of Ramadan and now this is Dhul-Hijjah. All these various occasions, these special occasions they are. So we should try and be prepared for them before time. So the 10 days, commonly referred to as 10 days. So the first 8 days are the days in which the third kalima should be recited in abundance. So try and make it a ma'amud. To try and reverse, if you can, read it at least 300 times. And if you can make Salatul Tasbih, so nice it will be. That it will be read 300 times. Every time you read Salatul Tasbih. Otherwise, on the Tasbih, read our 300 times. And these days are very, very valuable. The fast of these days equal to your whole year's fast. If you can try and keep the day, the 9th fast. And the 9th is the most valuable. The 8th day, and then comes the 9th day. So for the 9th day, the 9th of Zulhijjah, that is the day of Arafat, when all will be there in Arafat. For the Haji, the Roza is not advisable. But for a person who is not a Haji, that Roza is very, very meritorious. So you should try and keep that Roza. Though they are not Faraz, but still we should look forward to. And this gives us Qurba, closeness to Allah Ta'ala. These Amal, and with the Faraz spirit also. Iman wa Isaba. And with the Sifat, beg Allah, we all have to beg that Allah give us Sifat Ihsan. And that is an ta'bud Allah, ta'amaka ta'ah. To worship Allah as though you are seeing Him. وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. And if you're not seeing Him, then know that He is watching you. There's presence in the court of Allah. MashaAllah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That is 8 days. And then, where Allah Ta'ala says, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ زُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاهُهَا. Now it's the time of Qurban also. Alhamdulillah, many brothers have booked their animals already, made the arrangement for the animals. And the Qurbani, we all should be trying personally to take part in the Qurbani. One very particular point which ulama say, it's not a farad also, but who intends, who is going to be making Qurbani, then he should not touch any of his hair, of his body, his nails, etc. Do the finish. So by Sunday, we should try and finish all the cutting of hair, nails, paring nails, etc. And this also, Allah Akbar. It is like we are copying the ihram. Like in the state of ihram, those days most of the people are in ihram. So many things which they can't do in ihram, which are not permitted. So yeah, Allah gave us also, so to say, an ihram. That we also, now don't cut your nails, don't cut any hair, or don't remove any hair from the body. So we should try and do it before. This is a very important aspect also. And that also now we are getting tuned in. So the Hajj will take place there in Arafat, Makkah, Medina, Makkah Sharif, Muzdalifah, all there. But it is definitely in the whole world. And that comes then with the Qurbani. The Qurbani Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made in Mina. But Allah Ta'ala made it that Qurbani is wajib on people who are according to the conditions of Sharia, they are in the whole world, all must make Qurbani. And on the Qurbani day, it should be very aligned with the spirit of Qurbani. Every home there should be, alhamdulillah, many places now the people are slaughtering in their homes, at home also, in the yards, etc. So the spirit of Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala make it that we can bring that alive. Yeah, again, one is the slaughtering of the animal, and one is to have that spirit of Qurbani. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was actually ordered to slaughter his own son. And that also went, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِيَ. When he had reached that age, that now he could do his father's work. And his father is old now, he's going to retire now. He's at that age, at that time, Allah Ta'ala said, slaughter your son. In other words, your eyes must be only on me. Only I can see to all your... So that spirit, that tawheed, and tawheed is a thing. A person works his whole life. And to get the spirit of tawheed, that's a different question completely. And those who acquire this tawheed, may Allah bless us. The world is under his feet. The world in him is a person who has got tawheed in his essence and knows thoroughly that Allah alone is the doer of everything. Nobody else, nothing else can do anything. Allah alone does everything, and then Allah's help comes. And we see what Ibrahim alayhi salam, when they were going to throw him into the fire, then Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah's help came. But as it is said beautifully, that if the fire is changed into a garden before time, even Namrud, the king of that time, should jump into the fire. But Allah made it like right at the last moment. And then Allah made it a garden for Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. When his son he had to slaughter, and the poets, they express also the scene, they draw the scene, that yeah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is with his son and he's going to be slaughtering him. He sharpens his knife, and the strength of a Nabi, and a Nabi, a Rasul, has got much more strength than ordinary people. And with a sharp knife, and also the bodies of the Anbiya, Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, was destined to become a Nabi, and a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And the material is made with very delicate and soft material. So to slaughter his throat would have been very easy. That is, with the Nabi, with all his force, he's putting his total force, but the knife wouldn't come. And he says, I should have put you on a stone. A rock should get cut. And yet the tender skin and the throat, you don't want to cut. So poets put it in this way, must we listen to Khalif or must we listen to Jalil? Allah has commanded me not to cut. At that time, Allah sent the ram down and slaughtered now the ram in place of, and now this is our sunnah, sunnah to Abikum Ibrahim. To slaughter this animal that we are slaughtering. So that's spirit. And then again, just briefly, when we do our Qurbani, don't spoil it. Maulana explained, we went out of our way to bring pure Zamzam, in which we got no doubt, this is the proper Zamzam. And then here we come and we add some urine to it, and we destroy it. So this Qurbani, this Hajj, which is so valuable, and then we destroy the Qurbani. Today, making videos has become common. Taking photos, and it has become so easy with the smartphone. It doesn't cost you money, anything. Before, with the camera, it's a long story, the whole process. Or with the video machine. But now, just on the phone, it is so easy. And everyone has got not one, two, three phones. And you can just easily take, but don't spoil the Qurbani. Also at the time of meal, don't spoil that with all sitting mixed where there is parda, which is compulsory, and we spoil that. Let us observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all the value of these days. Give me, give us all. And no matter where we can reach, there is still no limit to it. And that enjoyment which comes also, there is no limit to that enjoyment also. And this will translate in the Akhirah into the pleasure of Allah. May Allah bless us with that. How wonderful that will be. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. And leave us all on firm, on deen, and till our last moment, and take us with Iman. And Allah be pleased with us, forgive us our shortcomings. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness. Amen.